Okay, hi, good evening for everybody. So we are going to continue what we've been speaking about. So we spoke about the idea of the numbers, right? We spoke with number 4, 7, 10, and 13. We said the 4 is in this world, right? Then 7, 10, and 13, and that's what we did the past weeks. Now, the Pasuk says, "Gracious Bor Elohim es ha-shamayim ve-es-ha-aretz." So Vesashamayim is the spiritual, Haaretz is the physical. And there is a vav that connects Es Hashamayim Ve'es Haaretz. The Gros says the vav, that vav is Adam. Adam is the one, that's why he's almost erectus, so looks like a person. A person stands up because he connects physical to spiritual. The job of Adam is connecting. Is creating that connection, that spiritual connection between what we call Shamayim and Aretz. We're going to soon see that that Ichud that Adam brings about to the world is divided between the Ichud of the 7 and the Ichud of the 10. And these are the two types of people, and that's what we'll see on the Balatanya. This Vov of Adam, that Adam is Mechaber Shamayim V'Aretz. What does Shamayim V'aretz the Chibur? It's very easy to say. We're going to see that the Balatanya, which is based on the Zohar, tells you that there are two types of Ichudim. The Ichud, I think, it doesn't say clear, but you see that that's what it means. The Ichud of the 7 and the Ichud of the 10. And they are connected two types of Avodah Sodom. And we're going to see that the animals that we have, the kosher animals, the animals are divided between animals, birds and fish. Keneged the fish is one type of tzaddikim. Keneged the animals is a different type of neshamas of tzaddikim. And then there is in between, which are the birds. And we're going to soon see how this aloha fits in, how everything follows, and this will give us a very good idea of what that chibur shamayim v'aretz is. Okay? And that's tonight's topic. For that, we'll start the Balatanya. And the way how you want to start is the following. Okay? We'll start in the Parsha Shmini, okay? And it says like this, Ayinyan ki yesh, the Balatanya wrote a sefer called Likutei Torah. Likutei Torah are his mamorim, and that's what he comes to explain. He says like this, ki shnei mini tzadikim. You have two types of tzadikim. Ha'echad oisem shem beseser. You have tzadikim, which their avoider is in secret. Shavoidosom beruchnius. Their avoida is the avoida in the spiritual sense. Pirush bekavona salev. They do their work in this world is to do this ichudim with intention, not with practical actions, but with intentions. Leyached ichudim elyoinim ubibchinas aliyos. They are the ones who do in a spiritual, metaphysical sense, they create those ichudims. Okay, going. How is an example of this, which is basically meditative practices? Reb Shimon ben Yochai, kishaya b'meorah yud gimel shona. Reb Shimon ben Yochai was in the meorah for yud gimel shona. Shebevade lo yechol lekayim b'mayin sekama mitzvahs masiyos. Meaning, in practicality, he wasn't able to make the mitzvahs. Shelo yizoyinam rak mecharuva v'ina demaya. The Gemara says in Shabbos that he only ate boxers and he ate water. Right? The Ivre Elohim was created as a miracle. Im ke lo kiyem achilas matzah bePesach. So if he only ate charuvim, so al korchach he could not keep mitzvah matzah, v'kiddush al hayayin, v'etrog v'sukah. So clearly he didn't do those mitzvahs. So how did he do mitzvahs? And you'll soon see how he explains it. V'chen harizal. Also the harizal haya b'bchina zu. He was the same idea of this b'china. Which means he was also the Bechina, that he was bekayem the mitzvahs, many of them in the meditative, spiritual, virtual sense. I mentioned on Shabbos that this is very important to know, that the Marshal was very controversial. The Arizal, when he came about into place, this person comes, right? Can you imagine? He comes from Mitzrayim, he comes to Tzfat, he comes in Tzfat, he was there, and he does all these strange things, very, very strange. And this is something that the Gdolim became very, he was accepted by the Mikubolim of Tzfas, and the ultimate, meaning the zkan mekubalim, the elder of all the mekubalim, was the Ramak, Rav Moshe Cordovero, the Baal Tomer Dvoira. He accepted him. So they accepted him. They basically took upon his strange things. He would go out on the fields and he would mark that this is this is the tomb of Rav Shimon Yochai. This is Rav Shimon Yochai was known of Abaye, Rova, this and that, all these things in the Galil that you go and everybody's buried there. Who did that? The Arizal. And the Arizal did things also were very strange, to the point that the Marshal was actually very worried about it. And he was thinking about putting the Arizal in Cherem. Until one of the Talmidim, the Rabbi Chassidim, have this tradition, because he was on the verge of putting the Arizal into some kind of an excommunication. The only reason he didn't do is because he changed his mind, was a change of heart. So the Chassidim have the Kabbalah that the Mari Srug, which was a time of the Arizal, disappears. And he basically went to Poland to tell the Marshal that the Arizal was accepted, and the Marshal did not come against the Arizal. Because you realize that this kind of strange things, the Kubbalim did that. I mean, you had stories, as you all know, Shabtai Tzvi. Shabtai Tzvi had this idea of Matir Asurim, right? That he basically not only kept the Torah in this virtual sense, but he actually took away Asurim. So, but this is the Avodah. The Avodah of Shimon Yochai did it in the Meorah. So the Kabbalah, the tradition is that that's how he kept mitzvahs. So this is one type of tzaddikim, that they do their avoida in kavod naseilyonus. Ve'asheni, okay, you skip the parenthesis, hem oisam tzaddikim shem begilui, they're the tzaddikim which are in the world, which is clear and transparent to us. Shavoidosam begashmius, their avoida is in the physical world, bekiyum mitzvos masiyos, to do actual physical mitzvos. Ve'samachta bechagecha, shogam ken amshoch hazoyer esilyoinim huyad ahavai, ve'asimcho agilu yersoy baruchu, shenimshach bizgale, that we here bring simcha, which means we reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, right? They are also revealing and connecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu to this world, those tzadikim. Ve'amshoch hazoyer de amitzvos be'uvda dafka, ve'de this is only done not through ichudim; they are done through actual physical actions. Kimamar chazal shebizman abayit in simcha lebebosar. Dehanu mitzvah shalom simcha. They ate bosar. Shayu bivim bechol yom tevachshav in simcha lebeyain uktil kaman. Now is yain. So physical yain and physical bosar can bring a kodesh boch to olam hazeh. The ikar amshoch is bePesach ledi matzah, and the ikar amshoch is not by the simcha, it's ledi matzah in Pesach. Ubishvuos ledi matan toira, ubisukah ledi sukah, virula vuminav, vaze yashal lamshich klam. Avar ash b'shabchin az levyosan. Now, so it says him, and he's going to say that those tzaddikim which do their avoida in the spiritual sense, they are meyachid yichudim, and you're going to soon see what it is, they are called the fish of the sea. The Zohar calls the fish, they're called nuneyoma. Because the way the fish is on the water, and the water is hidden, right? It's not begilui, right? Meaning there is something which is hidden, which is mechuse. So these tzadikim are compared to the fish. They are like fish walking here. Canal. Haimshich amshoch seyabemor de chuvelonim. Vide beemes yevshal agi elokuse isborach alidei avoidas agashbius. And you should know something, says the Balatanya. You can never bring spirituality in this world through the mindse hagashmi, which is the second type of tzaddikim. El alidei avoida ruchne shel tzaddikim anal. Only because those tzaddikim out there do this ichudim that they bring in the spiritual sense. So you, doing a physical mind, you can tap onto that. Vehem nikroi nune yoma. And these tzadikim, which do the chudim, are called the fish of the sea, kedogim aleihem, elu shaya mechase aleihem, kayim ibchinas alma deiskasia, they are in the hidden worlds, v'yeshnam bechol dor vador, in every generation of these tzadikim who do the avoida in that sense. Shem tzadikim shebeseser, vehem amechabrim oilom uzlin soif baruch hu. They are the ones who connect the neshom of the world to the ein soif baruch hu. They do the ultimate yichud. Okay? Now, go skip to the other yellow, that's why I did these yellow things. And this is going to say exactly what we've been saying in a language which is a little more strange. She'aledei toiro mitzvahs, they, the physical toiro mitzvahs, mamshichim yichuz zon. The ichud is zohar and nekeva. The ichud of zohar and nekeva is the ichud of the seven. That's why the kala does the seven circles, which is the female and the male. The female, which is the mekabel, and the male, which is the giver. This is the chibur with the tzaddikim, which are the physical tzaddikim. They bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into this physical world. We connect the two. That's the seven. You take 6 days of physical, you connect to the seven. Remember, the Maharal always says that the seven is the spiritual within the physical. It's the perspective of the physical. So therefore, those tzaddikim are the tzaddikim which are mechaber. Their chibur is zohar and nekeva. Zohar is the giver, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and nekeva us as the mekablim, that we put it together. But the ichud abba ve'ima, which is chokhma and bina, there is a higher ichud, which is going ahead and taking not only the physical sense, but showing in the sense that every single thing in the plan comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the ichud of the number 10, right, that we spoke about. That is the ichud of bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world, not connecting the physical to the spiritual, but bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the eternal light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, into this world. It's only possible through Mesiras Nefesh, in the idea of monism, that nothing exists. Monotheism, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is man hegoilom, is the number seven. Those are tzaddikim that you do avoid begashmius. Those other tzaddikim, they are mevate loilam hazeh klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the ichudim, which means the concept of monism, and this is the Hashem Erkein Hashem Echod, which precludes the Avoida. Vezeu kin Krishma. That Avoida is like having Krishma. That's what the Gemara says, that Trum Nechai, they only do Krishma, right? Krishma, because their Avoida is Krishma. Limsur Nafshoi Be'echod. Oh, their Avoida is Limsur Rav Shimon Talmidei, Rav Shimon V'Chaverov, is Limsur Nafshoi Be'echod, V'shkat B'yur HaPi V'kidash V'soch M'nei Yisroel Par Shalemur. V'zeo Pirush Kan, Sham Shoch Azu Davka L'dei V'Oira Ruchinus. That idea of monism, to be Mevatel Olam Hazeh into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the Ichud Abba Ve'ima, right, is the Ichud Zohra Nekeva, but in a much higher form, is a father and a mother. Right? You realize that's a male and female, but you're taking the male and female into the source of the male and female. The source is, Chazal call it, a father and a mother. To put the two together, that father and mother, this is the avoid of the number 10, which is the avoid of those tzaddikim who do avoid the berichonis, which is the bitul of elam hazeh b'bchinas echod. That's why the Nefesh HaChaim was very, very, very sensitive to this, because what he's saying is, if you take the avoid as echod, which is the avoid of the number 10, the bitul of elam hazeh, and you're miyachid b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu, so then isur v'heter makes no sense, because everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The pig and the goyim is all the same thing. So this ichud of the number 10 in some way precludes the ichud of the number 7, and that's why the Nefesh HaChaim was very worried that if you do this avoid beruchnius, in the end, you now do the Avodah Begashmius. And he held that you have to hold the Avodah Begashmius. That's why, if you look at the Shara'ich, at the Nefesh HaChaim, which was written as a response to the Baal HaTanya, he says that this Avodah Beruchnius is only Shayach when you say Shema. When you say Shema, you're Mevatel Olam Hazeh, Beruchnius, right? We Yochid in the seven heavens, and the four Ruch, the Mevatel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not the only God, he's the only oneness. That's the idea of the bitul of the number 10. The bitul of number 10 is what the every religion goes into. We know that this idea of the Echod is William James, the language of the ineffable, the language of the one, that Lehavdil, like the Matrix. Anybody who knows the Matrix, it was made onto this idea that Olam Hazeh doesn't exist, it's all a fallacy. That is the number 10. The tzaddikim do the avoida. The Baal HaTanya, the Nefesh HaChaim says, you are only allowed to think about this when you say Shema. The Baal HaTanya actually says there are two types of tzaddikim, and one cannot exist the other. And that's called the Livyosan. The two animals which you come to Losid Love, which is the Livyosan in the Shorabar, the Livyosan is keneged the fish, those tzaddikim who do the avoida beruchnius. That's what's called Livyosan, then chibur hayesh la'ayin. You take the yesh and you turn it into ayin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the world from ayin into yesh. Those tzaddikim take the yesh into ayin. They take and they mevatel the world as it is, in a very form, a strong meditative form, and that's the ichud of the number 10. Right? And this is the ichud number 10, and that's Livyosan. Bibchinas mesiras nefesh be'echod. That's a mesiras nefesh be'echod. Mesiras nefesh is not that you're ready to die for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're actually killing the Omitzius towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You realize that the Omitzius doesn't exist. This is all a dream. This is all something good language called a constructed reality. They are able to see, perceive, and that's the ultimate truth of Nefesh Be'echod. That's called Livyosan. Livyosan is the company. That's the Livui. Ata yelove ish yalai, the kibyochol have a Kadosh Baruch Hu accompanying them throughout. Okay? Gam yeshloimar pirush avoida ruchnius neshom shemkinas livyosan, says Balatani. I will explain to you even more that avoida. Not only misiris nefesh beechod is another idea. Darba shekos b'shchonoru charachaim. This is aloch in shulchonoru. That there was aloch, the chassidim arishoinim, they were shoye sha'achas b'fnei atfila. Shulchan Aruch says, in Siman Tzadiches, she's pashtus agashmius koru lemailas nevua. They are the ones who basically take away, they basically undress the physical world to the spiritual sense, and they are able to reach a madrega of nevua. So they are actually able to undress the physical world through metaphysical sense, and those are called the Chassidim Arishonim. The Gemara says, Chassidim Arishonim, if they were shoye sha'achas b'fnei atfila, sho'achas achar atfila, they daven 9 hours a day. Says, yes, they are the madriga that they can be done. That is the idea of the fish. That's what they say on the Arizal. That he was in a madriga, that if he would explain 80 years what he was able to achieve in one night, he would not be able to do it. Because this avoid is ineffable. That's the Shah Reviz, which is the Shasa Mincha. The Mincha is the Bitul Oilam Hazeh. He teaches kids Torah. And this is the teaching Torah. Okay? But since the world is Gashmi, you need tzaddikim also who are the number 7, and that's the roev of tzaddikim of Veda Begashmi. And that's why there is an Omud Echod, which is the number of 7, and it's called tzaddik. That tzaddik is Sod Olam, and this is the mitzvah tzaddik. And they are the animals on the sea. That's why it's called Shor Habar. The Shor Habar, Shor is the Bechinas, we know the Keneged, the Shor of the Merkava. Shor of the Merkava is Bechinas Midas Adin, the Seser, the world of physical. And they are the Shor Habar. Bar is Meloshon Chitzonius, right? Bar, Bari Levav, Bar is outside. They do the Avoida in the world of superficial, the world of the apparent, the world what's called external. You need in the world the two avoidas, the avoid of number 7 and the avoid of number 10. Each one is different. The tzaddikim, which are called the fish of the sea, right? You realize the fish has such different halachas. The fish, Chazal say, they have to be their avoida. How do you kill a fish? We mentioned on Shabbos, the halacha is that you need to gather the fish. Asifa. And you don't even need a mindset. When you eat, you are doing an asifa. You don't have to kill the fish. You could eat dead fish. But you need a mindset asifa, the Rambam says. Because that's what those tzaddikim do. They gather the world into one. They put together. That's why kenegedze, the void of the fish. It's extremely high, the void of the fish. כמו הדרך כמו שהדוגים ששתים בים כי הם שותים בטיסה אחר מגיע למים למים וגדוי להרבה. You see the fish, they go and they move very quickly. In one, with their fins, they're able to move very, very quickly. הרבה מעבוד הצדים שבגשמיוס. But the avoid of begashmiuz is step by step, like animals, that they walk. It's a walking step by step. One goes in a one, in other words, those tzaddikim which do the avoid in this quote-unquote metaphysical sense, is a much faster much more direct avoida than the avoida begashmus. Simcha bebotzer kol lemata madrega. Vashinkin kiluchem the iluch of those tzaddikim who kimoshal daga yam sheshat miktzoi lebekatzev. They go from one side to the other. Kach kiluchem bruchin b'tisa achas. Oil magim lemay lemal. Vize klal b'kenes slavos rechisas adomim k'moritzas tzaddikim. They don't have to work on themselves. Shebegashmus simcha bebotzer simcha yam b'cherish peir shal heves kovar kol. When you're doing physical, you have to actually bring fire onto yourself, because otherwise you get caught in the gashmus. So you have to actually bring some kind of spiritual trance of spiritual feeling. El adraba, the fish, just opposite. You do that avoida, you could that avoida without having emotional feelings. Ubenachas. Okay? Al pi vegamunai chaisiti. Okay. Ubitisa acha megim le maila maila. Vi yesh levar domaze bedibur echumau. Says about Tanya, this avoid of those tzaddikim who do the avoid of the fish is something that you can't explain. Unless you ever tried it, you can't explain. How do you do that? Those ichudim that you mevatel dual begashmus. By the way, have the lelefefi avdolas. Everybody read any of the Buddhist theories? They only do that avoida. The chidush of klal is that you do avoida one, the avoid of the animals, the avoid of the physical, that avoid of the beetle doing these meditative practices to cancel the whole existence of the world. Every mystic does that. That's the avoid of the mystics. Right? V'lachem lo kiyem rashmi, he said, but I can't have mitzvahs masivis. That's why he wasn't becoming the mitzvahs. Ela ha'kol beruchnius. L'mal b'chin asim chabosa. V'zeo idian sampira shelvot. Those are the fins of the Leviathan. Shebahem hu shat min ha'kotze l'kotze. They want to bring him apart from one.
But yes. Hashem, Hashem told him to go out of the cave, meaning wasn't an avoid of
Rabbi, when he went out of the cave, he saw two people and he burned them.
Right, so right. He went back in.
He went back in.
For another 10 years, I think, right?
Right.
But then he came out and he adjusted to...
Exactly. In other words, that avoider is telling you that that avoider alone cannot do it. As you'll see, that these two avoiders, the avoider of the Leviathan and the avoider of the Shorabar, are the two tzaddikim, and they are going to clash because those two things clash. But those two things are necessary. One can be without the other. That's why Torah Shimon Yochai, since you are doing... He was a Tana and a mystic. He was both, Rabbi Shimon Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Yochai is the B'chin of Echad that he was able to achieve both. But exactly. Rabbi Shimon Yochai, one avoided not enough, but there are people who are like Rabbi Shimon Yochai in the Me'ora. Is that something that you could do all the time or not? It depends. But these are people like that.
So they're not exclusive. I mean,
they're not exclusive.
Would you say the Gra also had both B'chinos?
Yes, and I told you, the Nefesh HaChaim says every Jew has two b'chinas. In Shema, you have one b'china. When you do avoida in the mitzvahs, it's a different b'china. Those are the two b'chinas that you're constantly going. Now, I'll tell you, we're going to see in a second that this is the yichud of the seven and the yichud of the ten. Right? Seven, we spoke about, is the yichud of the physical and the spiritual. Ten is the yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being monism, that he's the source and he's everything. That's why the 10 is never 10, it's 9 that look like 10, because the whole idea is a constructed world, that you realize that the reality is not as you seem. Those are the two kinds of tzaddikim. We are always miyached HaKadosh Baruch Hu into this world. We are the Vov. That Vov of the Bria could be a Vov of one, a Vov of the other. And then you have the birds. And the birds are in between, because the birds live on the earth, but they fly up to heaven. So they are the ones who are a mixture of the two. That's why the animals have halachos of shechita. You need to see money. And you have also the roi of the animals are treif, right? You have only 7 kosher animals. The birds, you need only 1 semen. And the birds, most of them are kosher. You have a list of the non-kosher animals. So they are much more, because those are kibiyochel, the ones which are in between.
Only one simon for shechita.
Exactly, one simon for shechita. Indeed, only one simon, not two simonim. So you have this. Those are the in between. I mentioned on Shabbos that I spoke once to Rav Luria. Rav Luria is a big mekubel in that. So, and I remember talking to him, and somebody asked. It's very funny that if you see the tefillin of the Chofetz Chaim, you see the square is not an exact square. If you compare today to the tefillin, today the tefillins are so exact, the square, meaning the reason I asked him, because I had gone for my son to go to Batimacher. And the Batimacher, they have those electronic rulers that they measure the square of the tefillin to be within a hair split, with less than 1 millimeter. And you look at the Chofetz Chaim tefillin, it says like at best is like an approximation of a square. So how is it that you do mitzvah so much better? So he said this idea because they, the people there, in the, those previous generations, their avodah was in between. They didn't need so much physical because they were doing kavanas and all kinds of ideas. So their avodah was in between. Was it fish? Like the Gemara says, right? What are birds? Birds are a mixture. They were created like animals from the earth, and they were creating like rakak. We know that the fish, we know that the birds, right? The birds, even in science, they are partially fish. So the birds are in between. So they were birds, so their avoda gashmus are not so complete because they did it so much avoda in ruchnius. Our avoda is the avoda of the animals, quote-unquote, in gashmus, the ichud of HaKadosh Baruch in gashmus. That's why we have to excel in the physical sense of the mitzvahs, which their time they didn't do it. Okay? Now,
is there an avoda of 13 also?
Now, the avoda of 13, we're going to see that. There's no avoda, 7 and 10. Now we're going to see something very givaldic here. Yes?
What about the fish not having ayin hara? How does that relate?
Because that's exactly right. Because Ein Hara is Midas Adin. What's Ein Hara? Ein Hara, you go and you basically bring justice to the person. The person is not deserving or the why is getting, right? Is Midas Adin. Ein is always Midas Adin. Ein la dayan ela mashe navrot. When you see something, you're limiting, you're constraining. The fish are under the water because they're unconstrained. The whole idea is the bitul agashmas. They're unconstrained. So Ein Hara can fit in them. Ein Hara is only to limit, to constrain something deserved. Once you go into the realm of the water, which is the realm of the fish, which is all meditative practices that the world doesn't exist anyway, Ein Hara doesn't fit in. Right? In other words, you're not getting anything. Because look at Ein Hara. What's Ein Hara? Ein Hara is that this guy's getting, this guy's not. So he says, why is he deserving? But if you realize that there's no you, there's no I, there's no deserving, Zohar Kudosh Baruch Hu, there's no way in order to be chal. Ein Ein Hara sholet is by Ein Hara can visit. I always say, if you don't want to have Ein Hara, the more you hold of zich, the more you see yourself as a separate entity, the more Ein Hara can be in you. But if you don't have a separate entity, there's no Ein Hara to you. You and that person is the same. Because it's all Kudosh Baruch Hu. The more you mevat olam hazeh. Which, by the way, the Nefesh HaChaim agrees to the Baal HaTan in one very important point. Nefesh HaChaim, and that's a very important Nefesh HaChaim. Nefesh HaChaim says that you could achieve this madrega to destroy Ein Hara, to destroy Midas Adin, in a situation that you are stuck and somebody is affecting you or trying to get hold of you. You could do these meditative practices to assume that the guy is nothing. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you mevatel that person will not be able to reach you. And he says, "Sgula niflod meoit." And I, by the way, I practice this. Is Ramesh Shapiro told me, and this is unbelievable. If you see somebody who wants to hurt you, if you are afraid of him, you're giving him power. If you, through your meditative thinking, say the guy doesn't exist, it's all Kudosh Baruch Hu. The guy is just a constructed reality. So in your mind, you'll be able to be mevatel his existence. That person will not have the power to reach you, like the idea of Ein Hara. And he says, Sgula Niflo. He says, there's a Sgula Niflo that was tested. And he's Yadua, the many stories, but I have seen this with my own eyes. We create our own monsters, because the monsters are created. So we are always fearful of people and fearful of things, so those things can reach us. If not fearful people, you mevato them, they cease to exist. So the same avoid of the fish.
Rabbi Akiva wrote a beautiful tefillah against the Ein Hara, and every pasuk begins with the nun, because nun is fish.
Givaldic, by the way.
I say it every day.
Yadua, excellent. It says, this one, the first pasuk is now Rick's Parsha, Nega Tzaras Kisiyeh Behodom V'Ruvah L'Koyen. Right? The 10 psukim of nun and tanach, which are the greatest school against Ein Hara. Because noon is the fish, huh? 11. I'm sorry. Not 10, 11. It has to be 11. Because that's the one that has above the thing. Mm-hmm. That's it. Okay? I think mine has 10, but I think this one is a suffix at 10. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Noon start ending.
Huh?
Start ending.
End the noon and start noon, yes. Yeah. So, it says the what you call it, the Baal HaTanya in Parsatzav. Behema begimatria ben. Behemas are begimatria ben. is in Peis Ches, which is the next page. Neshomus de Bria. They are the neshomus. These neshomus which do the void of Begashmius, they are the void of the neshom of the world of Bria. Adam is Begimatria Ma. Right? Ma is what is it? Ben is son. He's like, has an existence, independent existence. Ma, you don't even know what it is. No existence. It's called the Chochma. Neshom is the Atzilus. Now, you know that there are four worlds, that we spoke so many times, and there are two spiritual worlds, the world of Atzilus and the world of Bria. The physical is the world of Bria. Right? Atzil kol asher nikar bishmi v'lichvoidi brosif. Bria is the beginning. The beginning of existence. Those neshomas deal with existence. The neshomas of Atzilus, they deal with the shortage of the Bria. Ki Atzilus ubchinas Adam. Bchinus, entirely, I'm using language that you just have to remember those lessons. Adam el Elyon. All of Atzilus is that you are a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not a real Metzius of your own. She'enu rak behelem al gilui. We are megale, we are gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Atzilus biloshen vayetzal min haruach. Atzilus is less splying. We reflect. Masha'inke bibriya is chachos yesh miayin. The oil of Bria is chachos yesh miayin. V'ine ba'atzilus atzmoy. In the Atzilus itself, yesh gankim b'chinas arba b'chinas abiyah. The in Atzilus, there are also four b'chinas. Kivur lekaman. V'ayinu b'chinas neran de Atzilus. There is nefesh, ruach, and neshoma. Nefesh, ruach, and neshoma are the cognitive part of the neshomas. So however high you are, even if you are in the Madrega of Atzilus, which are those tzaddikim who don't do any physical avodah, they are just being mevatel the metzius of Olam Hazeh in their understanding, which is Atzilus, they still do it in some way in a cognitive basis. Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama. And no matter how high you are, the number 10 is still cognitive. Bia d'Atzilus. This is the Bria Yetzir of Atzia within Atzilus. But then there is Chaya and the Yechida. There is a part of our neshama which is not cognitive, is subconscious. It's called the Chaya and the Yechida. Okay? And this is Atzilus Shevatzilus. This is the highest form of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the number 13. The number 13 is something which is beyond the cognitive, is something intuitive, is something that we can't even express. That's the number 13, Keter. Remember we spoke about the 13? That is the yichud of our deeper neshama. If you look in Buddhist terms, it's called the indestructible drop. It's like this pink drop. The that's the chai yichida. It's called the Atzilus Shebatzilus. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. Chazal say Adam. It says, V'yirdu b'irgas hayam. Adam says is that you control the fish of the sea. Even the fish, they are the ones who are controlled. That's a much higher madrega. That's a madrega of 13, and that's a madrega of Losir Lovi. So let's skip here a little bit. Ve'aleya itmar. And that's what it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells to Adam Arishoy, Urdu b'irgas hayam. You will control the fish. Even the fish avoida. That's why both the fish and the Leviosan are going to be killed. Right? And the seud of the tzaddikim we're going to eat. They are going to become the base for Adam. Then the neshamas are going to reach their higher cognitive, below cognitive sense, beyond cognitive, which is called the chai and yechid, is called the tzilus batzilus. V'chen nisa b'raya mehem b'ashmot ha'sheh b'zoyer gabi Moshe. So by Moshe it says, "Mo ditchot sloisa de Shabbos ditmar beurdu bidgas hayam uboifas shamayim." You control the dogim and the oifas shamayim. Vayinu kima ubchinas Adam. Ma is the Adam. Adam is ma. It's ubchinas ma. Right? Begimacha 45. Beoira chatzilus de leila. That's the Adam with Atzilus of Atzilus. That is the highest form of connection to Kodesh Bochu. Ukmoshe kosov milgav inside. The inner core of the neshama of Adam, Iyu Shema, is the world, is the Adam, which is the Gematria Ma. Ma is what is it? Is the idea that you can't say what it is. It's a question. De'iu orach atzilus. This is atzilus. Ve'shloisha madrego shebitchila embiad atzilus. The cognitive part, as high as it is, that's called the bria yitzira nasiya atzilus, kibasu ben and nefesh ruach, and that's it. And now, if you want to see, this is, if you want to skip a little bit in the middle of the next yellow part, that's what it says, Medrash Rabba, Bereishis Berachaval, Vishhen Odom Ayak Echad Mimeno. Kodesh Baruch says, Odom is like Echad Mimeno, Ki Echidu Shaloylam. Odom can reach the Bechin of Yochid, Sheneamar Shma Israel, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. He could reach Hashem Echad, which is lost in Lavoi. והנה מה שכוסף הזוהר ועלי התמורדו בדיעסיים ואיפה שמיים בכל חיה פרשמת בשיטו של הנדביע. אוקיי, that's it. רבו ישראל, so this is, in essence, the שלוש היחודים, not this book. The ייחוד of the צדיקים, there are two types of צדיקים, the fish and the animals, which is the number 7, number 10, and lost in love, we will see a higher form of number 10, that ichud to a much higher ichud, which is Ovatzilus. So that's why I told you the 10 and the 13 are all the same. Only one is an inner core of the 10 is 13, right? It's called, one is called Das, the Gadlus, and the other one is called the Keser. And this is the ichud that we bring in Elam Hazeh. We are here to be meyached that, to bring that union, like the Ashloisha minim is the three minim of the Lulav, and you put the four together. We are creating that union, that ichud. And that's the Avodah Sodom. How is the Yichud done? The Yichud of the fish, which is the Yichud in the spiritual terms, the Bitul of Elam Hazeh, into the Bitul of existence. And that's only Tzadikim Gedolim can reach that. But every Tzadik, and that's our difference. If you want to say, what's the difference between us and every other mysticism out there? William James says, the mystics is the language of the one. And that's a universal language. The Yoshi Berber, by the way, loved William James. Because William James says that there is an international, universal language of mysticism. It's called the language of the one. P for VP, if anybody knows that Neo and one is Hainu Hach in the Matrix, right? They call Neo, which is one backwards, because they're taking the same language. It's the language of the one. It's the language of this avoid of tzadikim, the bitul of Elam Hazeh. Anybody who knows this is every language. This is true in Sufi mysticism, which is the Muslim mysticism, right? It's called the Haq, also that nothing exists, that it's all godly, to lehavdil the Buddhism, to lehavdil us, all the same. What is the difference? That idea, that we have to bring this into Elam Hazeh, connecting the world of cognitive into Elam Hazeh. That's Rabbi Shimon Yochai tells him in the Me'orah, you have to come out of the Me'orah, at least in parts. And that's different for us. That you have to do the avoid in Elam Hazeh. So you have to have the 7 and the 10, we're constantly straddling the 7 and the 10. The 10, we do that echod, we experience, everybody experiences it, that connection and that beetle of Elam Hazeh in Yom Kippurim. That's why it says, Achas Pashona. Right? That's the 10th day, right?
Is that perhaps the illusion that since it's a 10th day, but we're talking about that one of the ideas of Yom Kippur was the experiential echod, which is more associated with the 13. That's why it says Achas,
the Gematria
of Achas is
13. It's Echod. It doesn't say Achas, it doesn't say Echod. Okay. And by the way, it's not 13, it's the 10. The 13 is only loss of love.
But that's what you said before, that Yom Kippur is an experiential day.
Of 10. Of 10. It's still cognitive, still not the Chayin Yechida. Chayin Yechida we can't experience in the Elam Hazeh. Everybody knows that Chayin Yechida are the deep cores of the Neshama, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us become one. That's why the Guru says that Elokai Neshama, when we say Elokai Neshama, we put always a Hefzek, Elokai, Neshama, Shenatzatabi. Says the Gro, you have to say together, Elokai, Neshama. Because that's the Chaya, where Elokai and Neshama is my God and I, it's Hainuach. That is that Pintalid, what's called. And that's something that you can't experience in Lamaz, unless you love it, that will be the experience. Atroi Seh, Beroshem.
So it's interesting. So Moshe Rabbeinu, I think we all agree, he reached the highest level.
Yes.
But yet, at the end of his life, all he wanted to do was enter Eretz Yisrael to be Mekayim Mitzvos.
Absolutely.
The physical Mitzvos.
That's what Pirkei Avos says. Yofi Sha'acha Shel Tshuva Ma'asim Tovim Bo'Elam Hazeh Mikol Chayei Olam Haba.
I mean, why did he need it? He already reached.
I told you because you always need it, because Rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu She'ilo Dira B'Tachtonim. Because if you divorce from Olam Hazeh, because you realize that it's always, we are going to be Rotzoi Vashoiv. If you go ahead and you cancel Olam Hazeh completely, right? Lehavdil, if you understand that this, every other religion goes into, if you go to this Ichud, you cease to exist. It's the destruction of the self. If you destroy the self, so what have you achieved? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to keep the self. So you always constantly have this rotzoi vashoiv. There is always this quote-unquote dialectics. There is always this kind of ambivalence of the seven and the ten, the seven and ten. Yom Kippur also, we do the seven and the one above, the seven. That's all these rikas are seven. Achas lemala and sheva lemata. The sheva lemata, and there is something achas lemala. There is something beyond. You can keep with the beyond. So that type duality. But you know, those are two tzaddikim, two kinds of avoiders, and according to Nefesh HaChaim, that's an avoider that we do on a daily basis. Okay? In other words, by Shema, you experience the avoiders of tzaddikim. Hashem Olkein, Hashem Echo, the Spashtu Sagashmius, the Nefesh HaChaim says. So what the Baal HaTanya says, that there are people, you could do it, and there is the quote-unquote the birds. That's why the Rebbe's always say they are the birds. Right? They do gashmius, avoid the gashmius, but they do avoid the holy chudim and etc. And therefore they try to break that separation. That's why they break time. They have, because time is the one that is the quote-unquote the threshold. Sure and you can't come back.
And then when people say that he's extreme, you know, not only is a Mashiach, but he's part of it, you know, of Hashem, all those things can...
No question that this is the danger. This is it, you just see. That's why they say that the Rebbe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the things gets very murky. But that's it. But this is avodas odah, but this is negotiation that we do in life. Now we know the 7 and 10, now everything fits in together. But you know something, what is the avodah of the Yetzer Hara? The void of Yetzer, you see, there is a defect in the DNA of the world. It's preventing that chibur from taking place. The mekablim, the physical, wants to have a self-independence, a self-expression. It's so interesting. If you know, it's interesting because those truths are so true that it's true in every religion. There is always called the selfish gene. Everybody knows. Hawkins created something called the selfish gene. The selfish gene is that you want to create your own independence, that's evolution, that you want to create your separateness. And this is the soid of the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara wants to make yourself and not to be mevatel, to disconnect. Our avoid is to be mechaber, the avoid of 7 and 10. The avoid of the Yetzer Hara is to separate people. But this is the soid of the split. This is a quote-unquote, genetic defect. Where does that genetic defect start? That is the kitruk of the Shemesh and the Yareach. And I'll tell you the truth, it happened before, but we're going to go to the Shemesh and the Yareach. That is the kitruk of Yareach. The Yareach represents the Mekablim. The Shemesh is the giver. That's the Ichud of us and HaKadosh Baruch. What is the Yareach? The moon reflects the lights of the sun. So they worship two Me'oiris Gedolim. What does Me'oiris Gedolim mean? So some people say, and the truth is, as some Meforsh would say, that both of them were stars. The sun and the moon were stars, and they had light of their own. Before the Kitrug Ha'ereach, when the Gemara in the Chulin says, the Ereach said, Ein shnei melochim echoil mishtamesh bekeser echot. Two queens cannot share one crown. But that's a mistake. And we're going to see, this is a Mirakabi, we have a very interesting sefer, it's called the sefer, the Kuntas Alevona, of the Ktos Siontev. Ktos Siontev wrote this form in Kabbalah, so interesting. And he wrote a sefer on the Kitur Gayareach. It's like an amazing, called the Drusha Alevona. And this Drusha Alevona is amazing of the Ktos Siontev. But he will say, and we'll see today we can, but we'll see next time, we'll learn Hashem, that for sure, the moon was always a satellite. There is dessert, says, was always a Mekabel. Because the Mekabelim, what there is, they have no light of their own. They just reflect the light of the sun. But the difference was, before the Kitur Ha'ereach, the orbits of the sun and the moon were synchronized. And therefore, the moon was always a full moon. Always had light reflecting of the sun. The second, Ein shnei melochim echoyim nishtamesh bekeser echad. So that we can't share the same orbit. I cannot be on the orbit of the sun. I want to have my self-expression, my own orbit. So then the orbit is an orbit of his own. Once you're in orbit of his own, sometimes there is a symmetry and you actually reflect the sun. Sometimes it's a dark moon. So the phases of the moon is the issue. Levona bechidusha. And that's the chidush, because once you have your own orbit, sometimes you reflect a kodesh boch, or sometimes you want to have your independence to say, okay, koyche v'yitzimiyadi. That's why koyche v'yitzimiyadi is such a huge problem. But this is the kitruga levona. So the kitruga levona. So that's why he'll say, he'll bring a medrash, and that we'll see in 2 weeks. But Hashem, that in the time of Shloimo HaMelech, Shloimo HaMelech is the one of Hamoshal LeMoshe. All the world was a moshal for big things. That's ultimate ichud of Shloimo HaMelech. At his time, the moon was always full. The Levonas b'milua. It's called the Milui HaLevona. Was by David Melech is all chai v'kam kim. David HaMelech is the one who is, we say always, right? That's the symbol. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, when the Levonas b'chidusha, when you have the Levona, by Shlomo HaMelech is Sira b'shlemusa. The moon was in its full.
At the end of, even when he sinned?
Yeah, we will soon see in the scene, we'll talk about Shlomo HaMelech, but this is it.
It came back to that form where the synchrony?
In the synchrony.
Only then.
In the, only by Shlomo HaMelech, only temporarily, you'll see. But you see that this is how Tos Yontov understands the Milui Erech. So you said, so this is the issue. The issue is we have to be Meyached HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything. Da es Elokei Avicha, Bechol Drochecha Da'eho. Da'eho is Meloshon Bia, Ki Biyochol Da es Elokei Avicha is Chibur, right? We are supposed to mechaber HaKadosh Baruch Hu to everything we do. So it started the fact that we now have an independent orbit from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we could choose to be in synchrony, and we could choose to be in dissonance. Those are the phases of the moon. And this is the Shoresh. We'll see that this continues much more, but this is the Yesod of the Shoresh of Ayid
HaMazah.
Everything is Tachas HaShemesh. Is always Tachas HaShemesh. Yeah. Absolutely. And that's why he goes into this idea of Ashmedoi. We'll talk about it. But this is the, so the defect of the world is that Kitrug of the Yareach.
Is there any difference between the, they seem very similar, the Kitrug of the Yareach, the Eitz Prios, which is
no, we'll get there for sure. You get
that. It's a pretty Adam and Chava is also
no, and this, the Nisira,
very similar, like
absolutely. We'll talk about the Nisira. We're going to talk in our gracious how this thing goes into progression. The first step is the Shemesh Ve'Areach, but then there is one step before. I told you that the day was 28 hours, and we had 6 days of 28 hours, and the days wanted to go ahead and to have Shabbos independent of the week. And each day, it says in the marriage, gave 4 hours to create a 7 days, a seventh day. And the question, what does that mean?
Wasn't it after sin, though?
No, it's before. This is the, before Bris Olam, because the Olam was created. This is the Shoresh HaBriya. The Shoresh, because the Briya was given a selfish gene. Selfish gene is the idea of self-realization, self-cognition, the idea of the self. The idea of the destruction of the self. Right?
What's going to happen in
Olam Haba? We're going to maintain. I told you, there'll be always a dialect, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow us to do something that we can't understand, to maintain the self while going into this chibur of the one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is something that we can't understand. That's why I know Rasul HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The moon will be the tikkun, the atveya oira levona, ki oira chama, or ki oira shiva sebe vereishas. We total synchrony. That is lost love. Lost love is in the chama, right? We say, v'yoyera levona, k'yoyera chama, or k'yoy shivasim ebreishis, k'moy shohois akod miyuta. Like short before the miyuta yareach. And that's Kabbalah's pnei yashchina. And Kazal said, that's Kabbalah's pnei yashchina. And we're going to see that this is the soid of avoid in Elam Hazeh.
Thank you.